This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You just heard our caller Sam talk about his college debt. And more than half of college students these days are relying on federal aid. That's a record. Loans make up a large part of that number, but no one really knows for sure how much money the government makes on loans. And that matters. It goes to the heart of how much the government should spend in financial aid and what your interest rate should be. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore joins us to explain. Hi, Sabri.
Hey, Lizzie.
There's a report out that says we owe more money on student loans than ever before. What's going on?
5 years ago, 47% of students received federal financial aid. Now, 57% do. And if you look at all kinds of financial aid, it's now at 71% of us.
So that's loans, grants, everything in there.
Yeah, public, private, all of it. So we owe Uncle Sam about $1.2 trillion right now. Now, that's kind of crazy enough, but of that, $214 billion, all right, is in deferment or forbearance, which basically means, you know, people are having trouble paying and have had to put their payments on hold in one way or another. Then $89 billion is in default, okay? People just are not paying it. So put all that together and you get almost a third of all student debt is not getting paid back right now.
That's just a mind-boggling number, one-third.
Yeah. Now, it should be said that not all of that is default. Some of that is an included part of the student loan program where you can put your payments on hold for a limited period of time. But it still means that extent of people are having trouble paying back their student loans.
This brings us to the big question, which is, does the government lose money on student loans? Do they make money on student loans? You've been trying to answer this.
That question sounds so easy to answer, but it is just not. First of all, it changes year to year. Money comes in, money goes out. And you can look at the budget appendix and see, for example, this year, Uncle Sam is probably spending about $7 billion more on student loans than it's taking in. Remember, you know, these loans can take 30 years to pay off, so it doesn't really help much to look at any one given year.
Why don't they know how much money is going in and out?
I asked this question of a lot of folks in government who should know the answer, and nobody could really say. So one reason for that is that, you know, yes, loans take decades to repay, so things can get complicated. But another reason is actually how you measure and estimate revenue. One way is the official way. Okay, this is what the Congressional Budget Office uses now. They say, well, we're probably going to lend out $100 billion. The interest rates will be, you know, yay high. The X number of people will default. They put all that together. And under that estimate, the federal government makes money, about $715 million over the next 10 years. Now, there is another way to look at it. And it's the same basic method, okay, like X amount of loans, Y amount of defaults, Z interest rate, but they tack on an extra risk factor. They say, you know, if the private sector were making these loans, they would demand a much higher rate of return because these loans are risky from defaults, from things like recessions. When they look at these loans as more risky, the government usually loses money.
Marketplace's Sabri Benishore, thank you so much.
You are very welcome.